Hi, my name's Jana, and I'm the founder of the 888 Collective. We're a social enterprise focused on creating work opportunities for people with mental health issues. 2 years ago, I had a severe depressive episode where I spent 5 weeks on a 24-hour watch as a high-risk suicide patient. And I basically lost my life. I lost my job. Obviously, I lost the will to live. And I was very, very unwell. Luckily, I had a good doctor and I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and I started a course of medication, which again, luckily was the right course of medication for me. And I started to recover. And when I got to the point where I realized that ending my life wasn't actually something I wanted to do, I took my recovery on like a job, because that's what it was. It was a job, and it still is a job to keep myself mentally fit. But at that time, it was specifically a very, very difficult thing to manage. And the way I did it was I built myself a tracking system where I monitored and measured everything I did and the impact it had on my mental health. And after about 3 months of tracking and monitoring, I was able to make the right decisions to get myself back to a point where I was ready to go back to work. And when I say I was ready to go back to work, what I mean is I needed to go back to work. For my mental health, I needed to go back to work. I needed to start making money again, and I also needed to feel like there was a reason for me to exist other than trying to figure out how to manage my mental health. I became very frightened again. I was frightened. I didn't know what I could do. I didn't know what job would suit me. I didn't know if anyone would hire me. I didn't know whether I should tell the truth. I didn't want to let people down. I had all this fear and anxiety about getting a job. It was actually stopping me trying to find one. And I was telling my friend this, and she just offered me a job on the spot. She offered me a job as her PA, and I jumped at it. I went to work with her, and I basically was the worst PA in the world for about three, four weeks. I don't think I booked a single meeting into a calendar properly. I'm pretty sure one meeting request I sent out in the wrong year, which I'm not entirely sure how I did, but I was definitely very, very bad at my job. But instead of punishing me, embarrassing me, making me feel bad or firing me, my friend supported me and she encouraged me, and her team followed her. She's a CEO. Her team followed her. So everyone in the company supported me. We laughed at when I got things wrong. And we moved on, and I tried and I did it better the next time. And before I knew it, I was back to working in a senior position, and I was stable. I was managing and measuring my mental fitness on a regular basis and monitoring it. And I was healthy. And while I was working, I started to meet people who were exactly like me, people who'd lost their jobs because of their mental health, people who were struggling to keep their jobs, people who were unable to measure and manage their mental fitness. And I remember saying to them, I wish you had my tracking system that I built, or I wish that you had a friend like mine that could give you a job, and all of these things. And I heard myself saying, I wish, I wish, I wish. And I realized that saying I wish does absolutely nothing for people. So instead of doing nothing and wishing these things for other people, I set up the 888 Collective with the sole purpose of helping as many other people get back to work as I possibly could. Being that person that my friend Kirsty was to me, that believed in me, so believing in other people, giving people the opportunity to prove that they can do the things they're afraid of or that they're not sure they can do. I want to do that for as many other people as possible. So the 888 Collective launched last November, and originally I wanted to open up a cafe and a shop, but that was too expensive. So instead I bought a secondhand panini machine, and we started selling toasties out of a shed in East London, which was very fun but very, very cold. And I hired anyone that came up to me that wanted a job that had mental health issues. I hired them and I paid them for their work, and I believed in them as Kirsty did for me. And I showed them my tracking system. I taught them how to use my tracking system, and we worked together, and eventually the people that were coming to work for me doing their first shifts back in work once or twice a week or even once a month were starting to work more and more and more, and they were finding employment elsewhere, which was very exciting for me because they were getting what I would call a real job. And so what we did is we took what I was teaching everybody and my tracking system, and we built it into a course that we now deliver for free, again, to as many people as we possibly can. We're currently in East London and in North London now, and anyone with mental health issues can come and do our course. It's a 4-week course once a week, so it's 2.5-hour session once a week. And yeah, it's great fun. I get a lot of enjoyment out of it and I learn a lot out of it. And the most exciting thing is I've just confirmed Series A funding of £500,000 to launch my new company, which is called Arkeo, which is fitness for your brain. And it's pretty much exactly that. It is a fitness brand for your brain. And my tracking system has been built into an app, which means that we can all measure and monitor our mental fitness, which is very exciting. It also means that I can take these free courses national, which for me is extremely exciting because we can help get more people back into work. We're partnering with jobs boards and lots of other things that are happening. So I'm very excited. So really, I just wanted to sum that up for you guys. I went from being a 24-hour, under 24-hour watch as a high-risk suicide patient, launching my own social enterprise within a year, and then within 2 years, the CEO of a £500,000 startup. So I just really want you guys to understand that this all revolves around the fact that I took control of my mental fitness. I had very, very poor mental fitness. I also have a mental health issue, a mental health diagnosis, but I never managed it before. I never understood that mental fitness was actually a thing, that it wasn't, it's exactly the same thing as your physical fitness. In fact, they're both entwined, but for simplicity for now, I like to measure my mental fitness and my physical fitness separately. Anyway, it's very exciting and that's what I'm doing at the moment. I've been asked to share some tips with you on how to spot mental health issues and things you can do to help other people with them. So spotting mental health issues is really tricky because there are loads of different diagnoses and there's loads of different symptoms and they all affect individuals and present in individuals differently. So how do we deal with that? Well, the thing is, it's about knowing that individual, really. If you see a change in behavior, a significant change in someone's behavior that you know, that is a signal that things are changing in their lives. It's about noticing those things. So if somebody is usually really talkative and likes to get involved in meetings and going out and seeing you in the evenings, if they suddenly stop doing that and they become very reserved and they don't want to go out and they seem to be shy, people's personalities do change, but not to an extreme extent. So when people's behaviours change in an extreme way, that is usually a sign of a mental health issue or mental health symptom that is sort of coming to light. So people withdrawing, not wanting to engage, and people having heightened responses to situations. So if you would say potentially someone was having a slightly larger reaction to a situation than they usually would have. We all have different personalities, so it's really based on understanding and knowing that person and seeing the change. If you do see someone's personality change and you do see someone struggling, then you just need to talk to them. How can you help them? Talk to them. Approach them. People always ask me, how do you approach somebody with mental health issues? Like, when we're the same as you, just because I have a mental health issue doesn't mean you have to approach me in any different way than you would any other human being. Approach me as if you were going to ask me the time. Just approach me and ask me. And I would say that for other people with mental health issues too. Obviously, I'm a lot more open, so people can just go straight for the kill and say, are you mental today? Or whatever they want to ask me. But if you haven't actually spoken to a person about that, I would just suggest asking them about their lives and how their lives are. So did you have a good weekend? What have you been getting up to? Have you been going out a lot recently? Have you been seeing your friends? And then if they're saying yes or no, just ask them why and say, is there anything you can do to help? For example, if someone is being really withdrawn and they're not going out, maybe try and do something with them that'll make them feel good about themselves. So don't ask them to go to the pub. If they don't like going to the pub, maybe try and do something that they like doing. If somebody tells you they have a mental health issue and they have a mental health diagnosis, like I do, I have bipolar disorder, what you can do to help support them? Research it, learn about it, engage with it, see what it's about, you know, educate yourself. You might learn something really interesting, really fascinating. If you know about mental health issues or mental health disorders, you can laugh with that person about the different symptoms and the different behaviors that come out of it. It also means you can understand them way better, and it means that you can work with them better. So really it's about approaching people, not being afraid to approach people and not being afraid to speak to people about it. Fear comes from not knowing the outcome, and that's basically not having any knowledge about the situation. If you go and research something, you learn about it, you want to talk about it to your friends. It's the same thing. Do that with mental health. I know that these aren't really strong defined tips, but it's very difficult to do that across mental health. Somebody said to me, mental health, a lot of mental health is common sense, but it's not common practice. And I think that was really a very spot on thing to say. You know, a lot of the things I'm talking about are common sense, but they're not common practice amongst us. We don't talk about mental health very much. We just don't, and we should. There is nothing to be ashamed of. I have bipolar disorder. The medicine I take for my bipolar disorder is called lamotrigine. It's exactly the same type of medication that somebody with epilepsy takes. It's a mood stabilizer. And the reason I have bipolar is because my brain is unable to balance the chemicals in itself properly without the help of medication. Now, I take this medication, and one of the side effects of this medication is that I have a very short-term memory, and it's not very good. So sometimes I'll be in meetings or at dinners with my friends, and I'll ask a question that's just been answered, you know, 20 minutes ago. And I explain this to people in my workplace, and we all laugh about it when I do it. I don't feel ashamed about it, and they don't think that I'm incapable of doing my job because of it. It's just a fact of my life, and it's something that I'm willing to deal with because my medication brings me stability and a lot of other positive things. So really it's all about talking about it, being open about it, being comfortable about it, and not being afraid of it. There's literally nothing to be afraid of. With knowledge comes understanding, and with understanding comes the ability to move across many different ways of thinking. It helps us all around the world. You know, you learn new things about cultures, learn new things about new cities, learn new things about different food. We'll learn new things about people's brains. It's as simple as that. Unfortunately, my tracking system isn't available on the app until next year. But if anyone does want to get involved and start monitoring and managing their mental fitness and focusing on, you know, increasing their mental fitness, reaching optimum mental fitness, or just getting themselves so they feel like they've got a stable, secure mental fitness, then you can just go to the 88 Collective website and drop me an email, and I'll send it over to you and explain how to fill it out, because it's not the most simple form to fill out, but it does work, and it will be much easier to use when it is an app. But that's not coming out till next year. Anyway, I hope some of this will have been useful to you, and happy World Mental Health Day, I guess.